You guys can't get rid of me, huh? Yeah, pretty cool. Tough to put into words. Just really in general how they've taken care of me since day one, and then that kind of just that relationship, with George personally, and then with the entire organization, just kind of blossomed. So it's tough for me to put it into words what it means to me, but very thankful and just grateful to be a part of this family.
Where are you with the relationship with George personally? Did George McCaskey initiate this, or how did it all come about?
I'm not sure, when that started or when it was initiated, but I'm sure he was there kind of through the whole thing, but I'm not specifically sure when that happened. I spoke with Ryan last Friday, and he kind of called me up and told me about the decision that they had came to. And like I said, I'm grateful for them taking me in and treating me the way they have.
Where are you? So haven't talked in a while. Mm-hmm. Physically, you look like you're moving very well. Like, what are some of the milestones you've reached since we've last seen you?
I'm feeling good. Knees getting stronger, really daily. Been putting a lot of work in here, just continuing to just work on strengthening that area, everything around it. So, that's kind of a big thing about this. It allows me to have that opportunity to continue to do that. So I feel good. I continue just getting stronger, getting healthier. Time will tell. Just put everything into it that I can, and kind of see where that takes me.
Have you jogged yet or anything, or are you still walking?
Is this on the record or off the record if I've jogged?
Well, I'm just
I'm not supposed to.
Okay.
A couple steps. Right. I'm not ready to do that yet.
Okay.
I got just steps that I got to take before I start doing that. I imagine I could, but it's probably not the safest thing for me to do at this point.
To be clear, you've been working here.
Yeah.
So who have you been working with specifically through the rehab?
I've been with Tristan, our new guy. He's kind of our new in-home PT type of spot that he's filling. So that's kind of who I'm with on a daily basis. Been putting me through the ringer. So.
And your day will consist of driving over here and just spending a couple hours in there?
Or? Yeah, no, I mean, my daily is going to be I'll be here, I'll rehab, I'll go to meetings, be a part of the football team as I had before, obviously. It's just I'm not able to play. So any way I can help, the guys in the tight end room and really our football team, that's just kind of be my role for the year.
How much does it help just?
As far as?
What's the upper limit?
There is no, I'm not going to, for me, I'm not putting any limits on that, and really with my doctors and everybody I've spoke to is we're not going to put any set limitations on this. It's kind of take it as it goes. There has not been a definitive, you can never do this again. That hasn't even been talked about. So it's approach this as I'm planning to get back to where I can be myself and play football. And then, when that time comes, some of that's out of my hands, so I'm just going to do as much as I can to get to that point and see what happens.
How much does it help?
Ben, how do you feel mentally? I know you talked about the physical aspect of it, but I know an injury like this can be extremely frustrating.
I'm good.
How are you mentally feeling?
It takes – I don't think I've ever really been mentally defeated, ever. So I feel good. I feel I'm in a good place. I'm happy with where I'm at. In my recovery, I'm happy the steps that we've made. So, positivity has been one of my, one of those. I think probably a very good quality that helps me get through all this stuff. So, I'm in a good place mentally.
With Rich's question, you said that you think your role continues. Should we interpret that as you don't plan on being able to take the field, whether it's in practice or game, this year?
That's tough to answer just because I don't know timetable-wise how fast or slow that'll go. I think when you get to that point of if I can do that, I'll probably address it at that time. But it's hard to answer right now.
Are you comfortable if that never comes, or if it doesn't come to pass this year?
Yeah, I think so. My thing is just get to as strong as I can get to be back at that point to play football. You know what I mean? I don't want to push it. I don't want to. I'm not going to take it slow at all. I'm not going to baby it. I'm going to do what I can when I can and push those limits, but I'm not going to rush getting back into it. I don't think that's a good decision, so I'll make it happen as fast as I can, but we'll have to see when that is.
Zach, I know you're a positive person, but how much does it help to just be around your teammates?
That's huge. I mean, it really is. Coming in every day, this could be very different. You know what I mean? I could be away, kind of removed from what I've been used to for a very long time. Not having that brotherhood, not having people see me every day, you know, check in on me. That matters. I think that adds to that positivity. That adds to my happiness. So that'll for sure help me in my recovery.
So what does that say about this team that they're allowing you to do this? Did this? Do you think all teams would do that?
No. And I mean, that's a testament to the entire organization, the McCaskey family. I think you guys all know that NFL is big business. A little different here. Kind of, I mean, you talk about business and football, and this thing really is a family, so I don't think that would happen throughout the league.
Zach, what's become of your relationship with Matt Nagy? And I guess a football question.
Yeah.
I mean, I tweeted yesterday, I mean, if you were playing in this offense, you'd be a big fixture in it. What do you see with this group?
That's part of that kind of, like, that's the bittersweet part of it, seeing how, first of all, how awesome Coach Nagy is, not only as a guy, but, like, his football knowledge is unbelievable. Very cool, very collected. Has, you know, he's got a little bit of swagger to him, which is just fun to be around. And then you go to the football field and you look at the scheme that we have. It would be a lot of fun to be a part of. But not in the cards quite yet for me to take part in that. But as I sit and I watch and I see all the weapons that we have, what we've added, the dynamic, you know, playmaking ability that we have as a collective group, positive future here, so exciting sure. To be a part of it.
We all hope your future is whatever you want it to be. What do you plan on that? Could this be the first step towards a coaching career?
I'm not sure. Might give me a little taste of, you know, what that is, what that routine would be like. My focus is fully on this recovery. So, I mean, I'm sure I'll take experiences throughout the entire time doing it, but it could be something where I can kind of see the layout of the land and see what it's like.
Zach, I know you're geared towards playing in the NFL again, but will you, like, be able to play, like, touch football with your kids?
Oh,
yeah. When the time comes, will you be able to, like, resume normal,
yeah.
You know, everyday athletic activity?
Certainly. And I've been doing that already now, hanging out in the backyard playing, which is fun. I mean, some of that stuff, you know, days where I'm here and fully ingrained in football, sometimes it's hard to be that. But now I get that opportunity to be at home, play with the kids, run around. I got to make sure I don't step in any potholes or anything at this moment, but that's not a concern moving forward. You know, when this thing's all said and done, regardless if I'm able to get back on the field, I'll be able to have a pretty normal life.
What ways do these contracts help with your ongoing medical care and rehab? What were the biggest ways that helps you in that regard?
I think the most important part is I get to be here with, you know, some of the best doctors, trainers, really throughout the world in the country. I get to continue my routine, something that I'm familiar with. Have you know, just the top medical care that I can get to give me that opportunity to have a full recovery. So I think that's the biggest part.
Zach, we've seen you with a couple different braces on since the injury. What's the function of the one you're wearing right now?
That's just holding my foot up, you know, with the yep. Which is improving. Which that has been like that. Talk about milestones. That's one of the biggest ones is having my nerve start to function again, which has happened here within the last month, which. that was huge. That day hit, and I wanted to have a party. But that's the process or the purpose of this brace at the moment is
what
holding
did you
that.
Feel when that.
Just that first little twitch, that first little flicker, and it wasn't much. But you know, when your foot hangs there for 5 months and doesn't move, that can get defeating at sometimes. But the first time it moved was pretty cool.
What do you think of the new catch rule?
New catch rule? I think you know my answer to the new catch rule. Show of hands, touchdown, no touchdown.
How many
surgeries
was it again?
Nine. Yeah, so hopefully done with all those.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.